Well, let's take you straight to court because it's the second day of the argument in the case that's been brought by the UDM, the United Democratic Movement, and other political and civil organizations as well, arguing against government and against Eskom when it comes to load shedding. Kgomotso Modise, EWN reporter in court for us. Kgomotso, good afternoon to you. What's been happening in court today?
Good afternoon, Mandy. Well, we started proceedings a little late today because the lawyers were in the chambers with the judges addressing them on a change in the relief sought by the UDM. So today the UDM brought a new application in order to amend their primary prayer today. They wanted the court to change what they're asking for from just government providing backup electricity, because that was the initial relief thought. They want government to provide backup electricity to schools, police stations, and hospitals. They came with an application for government to now be time-bound to provide this electricity backup within 60 days. And they wanted the court today to rule on whether or not they can amend their primary relief thought. And so we've been hearing applications on that. Government has been opposing this application, saying they're prejudiced in terms of time. They only got the details of this amendment this morning, and they're saying there's no way they'd be able to consult with all the departments that would be public enterprises and others in Treasury in order to come with a proper response. And so we've heard government opposing, and we just heard now the court denying this application by the UDM. So this means that the UDM will have to now continue with their case that started on Monday, which essentially is them applying for the court to rule that government must provide backup electricity sources for schools, hospitals, as well as police stations without a necessary time constraint that they've added in their amendment.
Kgomotso, thank you very much for explaining that. Kgomotso Modise, EWN reporter in court for us, where the UDM, as she's explained, have adjusted the relief that they seek in this application. It's all to do with the consistent supply of electricity. The respondents here are Eskom, they are government. The argument is that they are violating basic human rights by implementing load shedding, and that is affecting critical areas of the economy, such as hospitals and schools.